The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The Wild West.
Joining me now in the studio is Perth Now editor Nat Richards. G'day, Nat.
Good morning. How are you?
You're pretty good. I'm actually concerned for you, being someone of English heritage, that summer is here.
Are you saying I'm pasty and pale, Ben? Because if you were saying that, you'd be absolutely right. Summer is officially here. It is way too stinking hot for me already.
But hang on, do you fall
back to 50 is out.
Do you fall into that category of Poms who, you know, despite maybe having a complexion that's not suited for our sunny summers, still go out there and just get roasted like a lobster?
I used to have this thing called Factor 8 sun cream. It exists, right? I used to use it, and my God, I had a tan. I went red and then I tanned, but God, it's not healthy, is it? No. It's not healthy at all. And it doesn't tell you what that stuff's like, cooking oil over here. So, no, it's back to 50 only in our house now. We're both pasty and white, and we'll probably stay that way all summer. My husband's got two shades. He's red and white. So, yeah, he's already got the traded tan going
on. Do you think things are changing? Because obviously we all know about melanomas, skin cancer, and how dangerous it is. You think that message is now well and truly established out there in society?
Well, people are getting vitamin D deficiencies.
I still see lots of people, you know, really just baking themselves in the sun.
You do, but there's so many good spray tans nowadays and home tanning methods, and they look better. And better for your skin, and you don't have to sweat away. But I think it's just a nice feeling of going out and having the sun on you, isn't it?
What do you think about warm summer nights? Do you have air conditioning?
I do have air conditioning, and I used to live in a house that only had it in the living room. My God, we got to the point where, and it was one of these open plans, because Australians, everything's open plan, right? You don't shut rooms off. So we had a room that we couldn't shut off, so we used to get a mattress, use it to create a door and sleep in the living room to try and trap all the cold air in, because you just could not sleep. Wow. But that's the thing, is that we're in for another hot week this week. So it's going to be, it'd be nice, and, you know, just nice temperatures during the week, you know, 26, 24,
nice,
25.
Nice, lovely.
Optimal temperature for me. Then you're going to get into Friday, right? And this is Christmas party territory, Ben, for us. So Friday, 32 degrees. Saturday, 35. Ooh. Sunday, 35. Ooh. And overnight on Sunday, 21 degrees.
Yeah, that's hot.
Do you have an optimal temperature for overnight?
Well,
what do you set your aircon to?
I would probably set my aircon for 23. But
what?
Yeah, I have it for 23.
Ben, that's ridiculous. 23?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
What do you set it for?
20 or less.
That's
all the time.
Freezing.
20 is too hot for me. Like,
that's cold. But then you're under a doona, right?
Yeah, but you have to be under the duvet.
There's something just wrong about that. You can't sleep under a doona in summer.
Yeah, you've got to be, I call it a duvet. I can't say a doona, I'm sorry. But under a duvet, I go under a duvet, right, and I have my 20 degrees or less. I cannot have it any hotter than that. My husband puts it on 24 because he says it's the most efficient, right? He's an engineer, so he's into all this. It says 24 is perfect, efficient temperature. Way too hot. Cannot sleep in that.
Yeah, wow.
No chance.
Wow. Well, look, if there were more people out there like you, it would be underwater from the global warming.
Well, I'm sorry. Sorry to the planet, but I'm keeping my aircon cranked. It's safer for everybody, put it that
35.
Way,
if I get I've got sleep. A bet going. I've got a bet going
Go
with
on.
My daughter about what the hottest temperature this summer is going to be.
Right, what's
she can
saying?
She can have anything above 41. But if it doesn't get higher than 41.0, then I win the bet.
And what do you get?
I think we said $20. Which is big money.
Quite a lot.
For a journalist and a 10-year-old.
I'm going to say quite a lot for a journalist.